Governor Pete Wilson of California has moved by executive order to deny a large range of state benefits to illegal immigrants, citing the authority of the new welfare bill signed into law by President Clinton. The governor says that emergency medical care will still be available for a transitional period, but that every other form of state aid which is not protected by another law will be denied to illegal immigrants. California Senator Dianne Feinstein at the Democratic Convention in Chicago said today she fears Governor Wilson may now try to extend the same principle to California's public schools. I caught up with her as she waited backstage at the United Center to rehearse tonight's speech. It's a night devoted to issues important to women. I asked her what she thought of last night's speech by First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton.
In a sense, she is a precedent-setting First Lady. People said Eleanor Roosevelt was, but I don't think so, not in the same way that Hillary Clinton is. And I think this is where the subtlety is, that most people do believe they elect one person and that there are many good things that can be done by a First Lady. Hillary Clinton has chosen two areas. One was health care, the other was children and education. Her role now is drawn in a much more sophisticated way. I think it's much more discreet.
Your presentation to the convention, along with other women who are members of the national legislature,
yes.
Other senators, is intended to speak to a strength the Democrats have and a weakness the Republicans have, and that is women and how they vote. Do you think that's an advantage that you can manage to preserve all the way from here to Election Day?
Well, I think this. I think that in the last presidential election, 7.3 million more women voted than men. That's a substantial difference. I think there's going to be a substantial difference this time. I think the issues of choice, of education, of crime, of the environment are all very key issues where women want to see improvement. So I think there is a tendency, even among Republican women, they want their kids to breathe clean air. They're for better schools. And you don't get there with rhetoric and flag waving.
Do you get there with Elizabeth Dole? Does Elizabeth Dole make a big difference?
Well, I do know Elizabeth Dole. I think she is a very fine woman. She is also bright, she is also beautiful, she is also intelligent, and she has also been involved in government policy. So she's not a shrinking violet by any stretch of the imagination. And so I think that whichever way it ends up, the American people will have two strong first ladies.
The Democrats clearly start with a record of issues that appeal to women, a whole laundry list of things that you can talk about and others can talk about that the Democrats have done that women voters approve of. Did the president set that back when he signed the welfare bill, a welfare bill that your own California governor has decided to use in a fairly serious, one might even say, harsh way?
Well, I'd agree with that assessment. I did not vote for the welfare bill, and I didn't vote for it because, based on the preliminary estimates that we had, its impact on California was dynamic, and the mandated goals of the bill, the state could not meet. And the state that has the highest number of legal immigrants in America, by far, even more insidious in the bill, a certain language, I'm led to believe, that apparently gives our government the ability to think that he's going to use it as a predicate to implement Proposition 187, which would say that no illegal immigrant could go to a school in California.
Well, now, does this set you back? Does this set your defense of the Democrats back? Does this set back the whole notion that this is the party that can speak to women?
With the president, do I think he's been a good president? Yes. Do I think he's a great president? Yes, I do.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Linda.
Senator Dianne Feinstein of California.